Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, I just got to tell you, this old Mikey Johnson, this brand new Speaker of the House, he is revealing himself real quick, isn't he? The Bible says that the Lord will bring all things to the light. We're to judge him by his fruits, so we already have all of this. And he's been there for such a short amount of time. Yesterday, we'd actually taken the time to show you how Mikey, when he was a said representative, you know, one of the good guys, the Republicans, unconstitutional, though it is. Interestingly enough, he was talking about how Joe Biden was definitely a fraud. And all the evidence was there to show his fraud and his crimes being committed against the people and his treasonous acts, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Then once he gets into the people's speaker position, what does he do? He turns on the people, just like I told you. This is what they continuously do, friends. And it's interesting because I keep telling you over and over and over again, people, that you got to get busy. You got to start opening your mouth and talking to other people because it's going to get out there really quick. And I know that it does by the opposition that I deal with concerning the people that I'm covering and exposing Luke 12:2 on a daily basis here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And what am I talking about? Well, here's Mike again, friends. What is he doing? This is brand new. I told you how he likes to fleece his people. He's been in there. He's talking about the Lord, right? And what is he doing? He's doing everything in his power to raise money. Stand with Mike. In other words, friends, if you don't stand with him, then you're in opposition to him. Right, but look at this. $25, $35, $50, $100. Well, you say, Bradley, you show us this every day. Yeah, because it continues on every day because the American people haven't risen up to put a stop to this nonsense. The guy makes $223,500 a year, and he's out there fleecing his constituents using the Word of God. Here, I'm here to tell you. Exodus 20, what is the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. Mikey's playing a real dangerous game here. I don't care whose board he's on. I don't care who supports himself. We know him by his fruit. And what is the first thing that he has done when he got to the people's position of the Speaker of the House? He turned on them. He turned on them. The American people somehow or another have deceived themselves into believing that they have a right to do this when in fact that they don't. Well, let's go a little bit further than we did yesterday with old Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, representative from Louisiana, representing the American people and swearing to uphold the law and the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, Article 2, Section 3, following the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. Okay, with his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man. Maybe he's forgotten Numbers 30, verse 2. Maybe he's forgotten Deuteronomy 23:23, where the Lord said that he will hold him to his words. As a matter of fact, friends, I say this to all of us. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, where we answer for everything that we've done. period. 2 Corinthians 5:10. But now that I'm highlighting the likes of Mr. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, I wanted to show you again, friends, he just kind of added a little more insult to injury concerning who he is and what he's claiming to be under false pretenses, of course. Look at this. Daily Caller just reported that All In, Speaker Johnson now reveals his endorsement for, guess who? Donald Trump. Does this come as a surprise to anybody, friends? Because if it does, I'm curious, where have you been over the last 5 and 6 years concerning this whole charade? Isn't it interesting how the said Republicans are endorsing a man that's supposedly in trouble with the law? Isn't it interesting, friends, that everybody's talking about the handful of politicians that have been given in place of the 900 to 1,000 other presidential contenders? Does this not concern you, Americans? It should, because what you're seeing are those that they're delivering up as options to you and for you to pick from in spite of all of the other individuals that are out there fighting for the position to be in the people's house as their said representative, the main representative of our representative limited government, the President of the United States of America. So, going aside of that, what are we also seeing, friends? Well, we're also seeing that November 12th, Tim Scott just suspended his presidential campaign, right? November 9th, somebody is added. October 28th, we see Mike Pence, creepy Mike Pence, suspends his presidential campaign. And then we see October 26th, Dean Phillips announcing his candidacy. And then on October 26th as well, talk radio show host, 2021 California gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder suspends his campaign. Wow, what do you guys think is going on, folks? Is this all purpose to drive more support to Donald Trump? Of course it is. Of course it is. Here, as I just said, isn't it interesting? The man's in trouble. We're being told he's accumulating hundreds of millions of dollars off of those that really think that he's under attack. He's already told you he is not going to go to jail, but yet you continuously support him, a billionaire who gets up as a narcissist and brags about the wealth that he's accumulated. One has to only ask how he's gotten his wealth. But again, his followers suspect that he's got to be a good guy because he said he wasn't going to take the $400,000 a year that was given as a salary to the President of the United States of America. No, old Donnie, the con man, the bad actor, Don Trump, he knows all the well as to what he's doing here, friends. Matter of fact, what he's doing, he's saying no to the $400 because he's selling himself to the people. And what is he reaping? Hundreds of millions of dollars in support of his next run. All eyes on Donald. Forget about the 900 to the 1,000 other candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America, all pointing to Donald Trump, and the American people still haven't figured this out. And yet I still have to hear from anybody outside of this circle that is talking about the 900 to 1,000 different candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. And what do we find, friends? Well, when we look at them, we find that every single one of them, friends, is compromised. Every one of them is controlled opposition that you know of. And then you're told what? Well, you gotta go ahead and just do your best and what? Well, you've got to pick from the lesser of two evils. No, again, friends, I'm here to remind you of the lesser of two evils. Choose neither. You've got 900 to 1,000 different politicians or candidates to choose from. And again, it's all being driven right by the mainstream media and their narrative again, right back to Donald Trump, as if to suggest that the American people want more. And the sad part about it is they do want more of Mr. Vaccine, right? The proud Mr. Vaccine, Father of the Vaccine.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to show you some things on social media platform if you have it accessible. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that channel at SOL Radio Live right on the top of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Looky, friends, here's another one. Kevin Turen from Euphoria and the Idol producer, he's dead at 44 years old. Dead at 44, I'm keeping all of the issues that are important, that are pertinent to where we're going as a country if we don't put a stop to it. I wanted to make sure everybody understands that this is still happening all day long. I'm seeing on scrolls, social media platform scrolls, friends, of all the people that died this year, of all the people that died last year, of all the people that died the year before, and these are people that you and I may know of because they're being promulgated and broadcasted through television and radio and such to the mainstream media. See, but they're not telling you why they're dying, of course, right? No, of course. We all know what this is all about. Now, I want to show you this as well. If you go to Health Impact News, he's got some good stuff over there, friends. He really does. More children under the age of 16 died from non-COVID vaccines than COVID vaccines since December 2020. Okay, so what they're doing, folks, is they're actually adding much of this, and I seen something about this yesterday. Well, because the people are rejecting the COVID vaccines, they're starting to put those into the flu shots now. Have you seen this? Yeah, of course, friends. You Americans are under attack. You are under attack like never before. You are truly under the judgments of God. And folks, I don't say that to scare you, because if you're born of the Spirit of God, this kind of stuff doesn't scare you. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. If you're confused, the Lord is not the author of your confusion, friends. It's yours for leaving off your Creator. Read Daniel 9:7 as well. We're encouraged, friends, as we see this. The more, it's like this. This is a great way to say this. The more you put a badger, just metaphorically speaking, when you take a badger and you put him in a corner and you keep coming up on him, what happens? That badger gets more aggressive, right? He gets more diligent about his attack. He's got his eyes focused on what he's going to deal with sooner or later. So it is with Christians, friends. It truly is. They don't run from the fight. They run to the fight. And that's what we're called to do, friends. In contrast, look at 78 verse 9 of the book of Psalms. The Lord was angry that those children of Ephraim turned in the day of battle. We're not called to turn in the day of battle. We're to take on the battle. Friends, we are the war because we serve the man of war, Exodus 15:3. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, again, lots to cover today. Do you see this? Oregon just dropped all graduation standards, failing all of its students in the name of equity. This is one of the reasons we did high school assemblies all across the country. Back in 1968, the federal government created something called International Baccalaureate. Okay, it's illegal. It was created in Sweden, forgive me, and then brought into America. There's actually schools in Minnesota where it says International Baccalaureate across their building walls. And interestingly enough, what comes behind that? Well, the slow revision of the definitions, the meanings. We find all of these errors in the textbooks. I've had a principal tell me that every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed. They're being dummied down on purpose. And when I say that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, friends, that's exactly what's going on. And how do you put a stop to this? Pull your kid from public school. But let me make another point before I move on here. Also consider, under George Bush, you know, the guy that's all he had to do to win the ticket is to call himself a Christian, and then the evangelicals again, this is the blind leading the blind straight into the ditch, and that's exactly what has happened. But George Bush said he was a Christian. That's all he needed to say, just like his daddy, not knowing a thing about the Bushes and the history of Prescott Bush and his unlawful affiliations in support of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. If you didn't know, 1942 is the year. Check it out online. It easily is found online. But I wanted to say George Bush came up with something called No Child Left Behind, and what it should have been called is No Child Left Unindoctrinated, because what they did is they leveled the playing field. In other words, everybody gets a trophy now. Nobody's better than the other person is. That's communism, friends. This happened under George W. Bush, and then we had Barack Hussein Obama, who is an enemy of the state. There is no question about it. He is a foreigner. There's no question about it. Just ask his, they want you to believe his wife, who said it several times, that he was born in Kenya, and so did he. YouTube pulled down the video where he blatantly told the world that he was the first president from Kenya, just so that there is no speculation concerning what I'm saying here. We've showed it to you. With that, Barack Obama comes up with something called Common Core. That means whatever the kid wants to believe, okay. I'm here to tell you, Americans, did you also know that the educators have nothing to do with creating the curriculums in public schools? These are bureaucrats that are creating curriculums in public schools today. It's the bureaucrats. Do you remember what I believe it was Rockefeller that says? He goes, "We don't want a nation of thinkers. We want a nation of workers." And I remember back in the 90s, we were warned about all of this stuff. This is right when I first got saved, friends. And I remember people were unwilling to talk about it. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we unwilling to talk about what we're commanded to be in being the light that reproves the darkness? I've never understood it. Ephesians 5:11. But that's what we were up against, and I took up the baton and I said, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. It's not like we have an option here. There's not like a second option to saving our country outside of us standing up and fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. It is that simple. Okay? And it's that direct. I have to be that direct. If we don't do it, then who's going to do it? If not now, then when? Right? We have to respond to that out of love for God and for our brothers and sisters on this earth, that His will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven. So they came up with something called Common Core, and that just means a kid can say 2 plus 2 equals whatever they want it to equal. I'm not kidding you. Okay? And just to show you exactly what I'm talking about here, friends, The Hill, another propaganda outlet, just highlighted the fact that Oregon just dropped all graduation standards, failing all of its students in the name of equity. Okay? And I'm going to read just a little bit of this in a moment. I want to ask you something. Why is it that what we get from the mainstream media, why is it always there to oppress us? Why is it always there to break us down? Why is it always designed to break us down that we succumb and submit to their agenda? How come it's never bravery? How come it's never courage? How come it's never we won the day? How come we never see in the mainstream media the victories that the American people have across the country? Those that obey the Lord and receive the victory, because it happens without fail. How come we never see that? I just want you to think about that. Because all of these networks together are zeroed in on breaking you down. They want you to be afraid of man. And I want to tell you something. If you're afraid of man, the Bible tells us clearly in Proverbs chapter 20 that the fear of man brings a snare. That's a noose around your neck. But you're liberated when you fear the Lord, because there's a difference between filial love and diabolical. Okay? And what I'm talking about is a man that is motivated to obey God or else, that is a diabolical fear. You're fear-stricken. You're terror-stricken, right? But when, as a son or daughter to his father, you're liberated to do his will, knowing all the well he's with you and all that you do. See, when you go back to the one that's doing what they do because they have to do it, right? The fair-weathered friends that when something goes wrong in the country, they run back to God again. See, the Lord has nothing to do with those people. Those are the people that are afraid of man. They don't fear the Lord. They fear the consequence of what man is actually bringing about. And that's a bondage. That is a bondage, friends. And I'll tell you what, it's also a curse, which is found in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, under the judgments of God, that your life will hang in doubt day and night. No. That's not who we are. Yes, we see all of that stuff around us, but we're in the eye of the storm, friends. We're okay in the eye of the storm. Remember, I want to say this is a word of encouragement to people. There was a Goshen. Don't forget about that. I'm going to go over here now. I was just thinking about something Cody said from Illinois when he called in the other day, and my thoughts about what they were planning to do to our kids. That's a different story. But friends, I hope you get the point. I'm going to come back to this really quick, and then we're going to get on to some other things. And I also want to show you some videos that I can guarantee you that you have not seen. Short videos of individuals that are still for the public to see and hear, because the mainstream media drives their narrative, that still have not been dealt with concerning their crimes against us. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues, with the World Health Organization reporting that Gaza's primary hospital has been without power for 3 days. An American toddler among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. The White House telling reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages. Tens of thousands of people descending on the nation's capital for a pro-Israel rally. The National Guard will be helping local police to keep the crowd under control at two large demonstrations. The U.S. Supreme Court implementing a formal code of ethics after it came to light that several justices accepted expensive trips and other perks from wealthy donors. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I believe I just seen somebody on live chat from Pensacola, Florida. Welcome to the show. I just wanted to let you know, first and foremost, we did your high school. And I totally appreciated the opportunity that we had in being there. But I just wanted to let you know, welcome. We are connected in more ways than you know. We're also being broadcast live from Pensacola, Florida, too. I don't know if that's how you're listening to us, but I did see you on social media platforms. Just wanted to give you a shout out and say hello and welcome. Let's get back to this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that Oregon, by the way, she's a lesbian. She has no business being in office whatsoever. None. Okay, our laws condemn sodomy in every state of our union, every single state of our union. Look at your state statutes. I don't care if they say that it's been repealed in some cases. I don't care. Government, the institution of government, is ordained by God, who gives us rights to uphold his law. And them individuals work for we the people, and they don't have a right to break the law. But we do have a right to magnify the law against their crimes. I love the quote by a former president, the 16th president of the United States of America, who said, and he was right when he said it, regardless of who said it, he said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Absolutely. We have every right given unto us by God to do it. It's a command. We're obligated to do so, friends. But here, this is what I want you to understand. She's a lesbian. She is about as backwards as they get. But in Oregon, as they just dropped all graduation standards, failing all of its students in the name of equity, you better understand and consider the tree that's bearing forth this fruit, because Colorado's the same way. Same thing in Michigan. The list goes on. But The Hill reported, in public education's latest blunder, the Oregon Department of Education has just decided, regardless if they're assuming authority that's never been given to them or not. Okay, this is where the people have become ignorant, and that's why you're being destroyed, Hosea 4:6. But it tells us the Oregon Department of Education has just decided that basic reading, writing, and math skills are not required for students to graduate with a high school diploma. Oh my goodness, what are they doing? They're trying to create slaves. The problem is the parents don't realize that their children are being made slaves under their tutelage. And as I say all the time here, friends, it's for the parents to raise up the kids, Proverbs 22:6, not to be dropped off at the school gate, to be raised up by their sworn enemy. How hypocritical does it get? Okay, so in place of this, I want you to also see this, okay? I'm just going to go to the next, in comparison to this, this is what's happening across the country. Principia dot, or should I say, /scientific.com reported, globalist panic as homeschooling explodes across the USA. Wait a second. How many times have we said from this program, how many times have we blown this trumpet, the way to put an end to all of the concerns that you have for your future, for the future of your children, your posterity, as our forefathers called it? The way to put a stop to all of it is get your kids out of public school. Get them out of public school and all of this goes away. You know what I hear when I do this in public speaking? Because I'm going to be in Michigan. I'm going to be next month. I'm going to be in Minnesota. I got a couple dates here this month. Then we're going to be in Phoenix. Then we're going to be in California the month after that. You know what I get to see after speaking to all of the places, literally thousands of them across the country, when I talk about this? You know what I hear from the parents trying to justify the unjustifiable? I'm involved in the public school. Our school isn't like that. Oh, really? Really? Who told you that? And here's the other delusion that they walk in, is the fact that they somehow or another believe that the young people today in public schools are being raised up the same way that they were. You are incorrect. They are literally assailing your children by force, through totalitarian means, authoritarian means, like it or not. And I'll tell you what, if my kid was there, which he's not there, and I'll tell you why he's never been there, is because I did too many high schools across the country to eyewitness and ear witness firsthand what those kids were going through. And I'll tell you this, from the kids' perspective, you know what I continuously seen as well? They were trying to figure out where the love was coming from their pastors and their parents that loved them so much that they were unwilling to fight for them. No, on the contrary, friends. Antithetically, what did they do? They didn't pull them out. They took them and they threw them in shark-infested waters to see if they would make it through. That's what's happening in public school. But I guess this is the good news. This is the American people, again, just capitulating rather than taking the corrupt government by the scruff of the neck and demanding justice upon their lawless actions. Hey, friends, here's an eye-opener for most of you. Your representatives don't have a right to break the law. They don't have a right to. Neither does the federal government, which is the tail to the states, not the other way around. But they don't have a right to illegally indoctrinate your kids. Why? Because the state has no children. Yeah, that's how stupid most people are. The state doesn't have any children, but you keep throwing them in there so the state can claim your children. That's how it works. And that's how it is that they're getting away with what they're getting away with. Don't get too excited about the fact that people are beginning to homeschool. Don't get too excited about the fact that the globalists, who love to be called globalists, the biggest losers on the planet, just willing to sell themselves out to the devil. That's all they've done. Matthew 4, read it. If you bow down to me and worship me, this is mine to give you. That's all they've done, is sold their souls, friends. And what's worse is the Lord has given the power, Luke 10:9, to the church in dealing with them, but they fail to do so because they give the devil way too much attention in magnifying him over the Christ who gave the power, who conquered death, who conquered evil. What do you think Jesus meant when he said, "It is finished"? He meant just that. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because they didn't understand that that was the power of God unto salvation. See what happens when you bear the cross, friends? You also are a partaker of the Holy Ghost, the power of God unto salvation, liberation from bondage, and power to take on the enemy. Just like David did when he took to the field. When he took to the field in 1 Samuel 17, because nobody else was willing to do it, he was the one that was willing to do it. Be the one that's willing to do it and see how the Lord won't take down the Goliath. But understand that when he was on that field, he also went over and took the sword of Goliath and chopped off Goliath's head. Finished the job. Finished the job. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean." Okay. I wanted to show you something. This might be of some interest to most people watching. This video is very hard to come by. I don't know that we've ever seen anything like this before. But isn't it interesting? Remember back during the time that Donald Trump went on the campaign trail for about a year and a half, and he made all these promises. That, by the way, if you look back on them, every single one of those promises that he promised the American people, remember when he said it would be so easy? He failed every single one of those promises. Okay, but what he didn't fail at is giving power over to a bureaucracy to attack the people, not just in America, but on a global basis. But going back to before him becoming the said corporate president, do a little homework on 1871, America becoming a corporation. But what's interesting to note is he said that he was going to take Hillary Clinton to task. And 41 seconds into his victory speech, Donald Trump turned on who? His supporters that allegedly put him in office. When he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to this country, rather than, okay, now that I'm the president, I'm going to get my DOJ, which I can do anything I want to do with. That's what he said, right? What did he do after he said that? He said absolutely nothing but told the mainstream media. He just told the people what they wanted to hear. The Clintons are good people. Well, the Clintons, as you well know, friends, have been a crime family since its very inception. We've known this. There's something called Clinton Chronicles that you can watch if you have not taken the time to watch that. It is eerily curious. It really, truly is. It will pull your attention. It's all eyewitnesses, all of those that knew them, were a part of them. Many of them are in prison. Many of them are dead. Many of them are alive to tell you on another day concerning the crimes of Hillary Clinton. Folks, why Billy Bob and Hillary Clinton have not been strung up by the American people, I know not. I know not. How many crimes and scandals have they been uncovered for in committing against the people and humanity? Not just in America, but in other countries. Isn't it interesting? Almost every said president, or before they become the president, one of the key words is to tell the people that George Soros is a bad guy. Isn't it interesting how we heard that from the Clintons, we heard that from the Obamas, we heard that from the Trumps. Everybody caps on George Soros, who's known as an international criminal. But see, what happens is once they're exposed, people can begin to understand 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. See, they say one thing to the people, but behind closed doors, they become somebody different. And I knew that firsthand of Donald Trump. But I'm going to bring you back over to Hillary Clinton, and I'm going to show you how she introduces that of George Soros. This is probably, I'm guessing, 10-15 years ago. But again, this video that I'm going to reveal to you and show to you is very hard to come by. But again, it shows you who they are allied with, Isaiah 28, verse 18, concerning their global agenda and who it is that they're working for and with. They're not condemning George Soros' friends. They're good buddies with George Soros. They're blowing George Soros' trumpet, per se. And I suppose they better get busy, because sooner or later, he's got one foot in hell already and one foot on a banana peel, and it's just a matter of time before that slips. So they better make the most of it, right? Well, how about the American people make the most of it and deal with them that are taking his money to destroy your country? Be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Joe, welcome. Looking down right now. I appreciate you guys. Got some incoming from Michigan as well. Let me just get to this really quick, just to, again, give you a revelation of who these people are, because it's not just we're sporadically finding this out. Here's the deal. When you look at the best that you have, how is it that they're not stopping the worst that we have? Is it their job to just sit there and tell us how bad what they call the left is and are? No. It's their job to bring them to justice. Not to highlight their crimes in the overthrow of our constitutional republic, but that's what's happening little by little, incrementally, through a siege. Okay? And why is that? Because the American people, the responsible party, Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out, the American people fail to deal with the corrupt politicians. That's why we're in trouble. Deal with the corrupt politicians, it shuts the door on special interest groups. Special interest groups can do nothing. So much for a deep state, which does not exist. I'm still waiting for, I had one guy go after me the other day and said, yep, there's a deep state. Call in, 1-866-582-9933. Tell us what that looks like and tell me who's actually implementing the agenda without the help of politicians that we look at on a 24/7 basis. Because it's not there. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to this really quick. This is Hillary Clinton, and I want you to watch as to who she magnifies, honors, admonishes. Scripture's clear. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You're going to understand that perfectly after you watch this. This is, again, Hillary Clinton introducing. Here, I'm not going to spoil it. Check this out.
For America's future, that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing. And at this moment in time, our country needs us.
Listen.
And we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up when it counts. So please join me in welcoming George Soros.
Just for the record, you all remember seeing the 60-minute interview with George Soros, right? Because we played it on the show a couple times. But when he was 14 years old, he watched Adolf Hitler topple a people, namely the Jews, the dissidents, and the gypsies, right? And he, with a smile on his face, said that he was happy that he was around during that particular time. He also helped spoil the dispossessed. This is who she's praising. This is also the same man that is funding over 200 organizations in America today that are set up as subversive organizations and warring against their foundations. Here, I just want to say this. This comes to my aid. Folks, America is under judgment, Isaiah 4:4. There's no doubt about it. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15. Leviticus to 46, to verse 46. And Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 68. Check it out, okay? But I do want to say this. I don't believe America is ever going to be destroyed. I don't. Nope. I believe we are going to go through it. There's no, there's just nothing in my heart or mind that tells me otherwise. Well, Bradley, well, why do you say that? Because I have hope in Christ, where it should be. He's the anchor of my soul. And though I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death, and I'm having this warfare as I wear it, Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12 down, there's a reason for that. The Lord didn't say that you're going to lose the war. No, Jesus showed us that he won the war on Calvary, and he showed us how he did it. That's how God was glorified, and this is how Jesus is glorified as well. When you look at John 15, verse 8, how did he say he was glorified? By the fact that we bear much fruit, okay? And in the process of doing that, I don't see the Lord undoing himself in the process. I believe that there's been too much that has gone into this country to let it go by the wayside. And furthermore, if it wasn't true, why is it that the devil is spending so much time getting all of his little minions to go after it? When I look at Scripture, friends, you know, a lot of times when the bad guys say that they're going to do something, the Bible says that the Lord intervened and said that they are not going to be able to execute it. Also keep in mind Sennacherib, when you look at Ezekiel, I believe it's 36, hang on a second, 36 and 37, read that in answer to my friend Cody in Illinois. Because the bad guys can talk all big and bad all day long. But the fact of the matter is, folks, again, the church is what? Christians are what? The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. The anvil didn't move. The hammer was replaced. Who was replaced? And when the Bible says that the earth abideth still, the Lord is telling us I'm still in control, which he is. Heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. He's in charge. He gave us all authority. Matthew 28 verse 18. Folks, read the scripture. All power has been given unto him on heaven and on earth. And he gave us that power. And he said, greater works will you do than I did. My goodness, friends. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be encouraged, my goodness, friends. What I'm showing you right now is merely our Goliath. And the only way that they look like Elias, in our view, friends, is the way that the mainstream media means to make them a lot bigger than what they really are. They're mere men. That's what they are. They're mere men. The Lord will disannul the covenant if we obey Him out of love, period. Don't sit there and tell me how much you love the Lord when you fail to obey Him. That's like David sitting around just singing psalms all day without actually going out into the battlefield and establishing righteousness through judgment. That's ridiculous. Isaiah 51, verse 4. So let's watch the rest of this. I'm going to go ahead and just pull it back. Again, this is Hillary Clinton introducing her good friend.
For America's future, that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing. And at this moment in time, our country needs us. And we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up
fearless
when it counts.
To destroy.
So please join me in welcoming George Soros.
He wants to finish the job is what he wants to do. And just think about it. This devil is still walking about, knowing what we know about him. This devil is still walking about. Yesterday, they were highlighting George Soros-backed candidates in America that were terror-tied. Of course. This is the same guy that said of America that we're the obstacle to the New World Order. You better bet your bottom dollar there, Grandpa. You better know it, devil, in Jesus' name. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that with confidence in the Lord that's already defeated you and your purposes. You know, the Bible says, believe the prophets and you will be established. We need to get back to the law and the prophets and hold to them, right? Because then and only then will we be established if we practice what we preach.
It is the first time that I feel that I need to stand up and do something really and become really engaged in the electoral process in this country.
Okay, well, we were just talking about this a couple days ago about voter fraud. And, you know, one of the things in ending the show is the fact that don't believe that these people are being reelected. Do not believe for one moment that the bad guys are being moved into position because the people voted them in. There's nothing that could be further from the truth. Voter fraud is very real. On Saturday, and I believe last Friday, I literally scrolled. I could have scrolled for 20 minutes if I would have taken my time concerning all the voter fraud that has been taking place in this country that the mainstream media says doesn't exist. Okay, why are they lying? Again, because they know the truth. Period. Folks, don't fall for the fact that, oh, look at all those dummies voting them back in. Nope, not true. Not true. I know that there's a lot of idiots in this country, but the fact of the matter is I don't believe that there's a whole lot of those people that are saying we want you to destroy our freedoms and we want you to destroy our country. Advertently or inadvertently, it matters not. So let's do this. Let's end the show, friends, because we're talking about 900 to 1,000 different candidates. That's how we started the show off today. These are the ones on social media platforms that are given to you as options. Just notice there's three on what they call the Democratic side, and then there's 2, 4, 6, 8 on the Republican side, right? Oh, did you see, by the way, did you see Mr. Ron DeSantis? He's like a jellyfish, man. I mean, that guy just turns every direction he needs to go because he sees that it appeals to the people. He was talking about how we have to put a stop to all of this illegal immigration. Do you remember how much money he raised? And do you also remember that he was the one importing them into America just 6 months, 9 months ago? Yeah, but don't pay attention to what they say, friends. Right? That's what they want you to believe, is whatever they say, don't pay attention to what they do. Go to Ballotpedia. Check it out, folks. 900 to 1,000 different candidates. Talk to you in 23.
My legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Come.